Something he touched my heart with earlier this week. I got to reading some things in the Book of Job, and jot it down just a couple of thoughts, and feel like I need to share it with you, and Job chapter 42. We all know the story. Bow Job in all his haste. And at the end of the book, God finally talks to Job. All along, Job has desired to hear from God. Back in chapter 23, Job said, if I could only present my case to God, if I could only tell Him, see and tell Him how I feel, but I don't have that opportunity. Job was saying, God hath seemed to hid himself, but in the latter part of the book, God begins to speak, but he hasn't answered Job's questions, but he asks Job questions, and he begins to declare his sovereignty. In chapter 42, Job says, answered the Lord and said, I know that thou canst do everything, and that no thought can be withholden from thee. Who is he that hideth counsel without knowledge? Therefore have I uttered that I understood not things too wonderful for me, which I knew not. Here I beseech thee, and I will speak. I will demand of thee, and declare thou unto me. I have heard of thee by the hearing of the ear, but now mine eye seeth thee. Wherefore I abhor myself and repent in dust and ashes. I believe it has taken Job all that he has faced to finally understand some things about God. I believe there are three things I will quickly share with you. I feel like I ought to, and I'll be done. First of all, Job has learned the lesson that God has a right to do what he wants to do. Job is realizing that God is God. And although we do not always understand what he's up to, but God has the right to touch our lives, work in our lives and our hearts. I say to you today, we'll never be able to face all life's wholeness until we believe that. Until we accept the fact that God has the right to do in my life all he desires to do. I believe that God chooses to work in mysterious ways at times. I have said to you over and over and over, I said again today, I don't have answers. I don't know why things are as they are. I do believe this, that God has the right over my life to do what He sees fit for His glory and honor. I believe, secondly, that Job learned the lesson that God has a reason in all He does. Job said in verse 3, "Who is he that hideth counsel without knowledge? Therefore have I uttered that I understood not things too wonderful for me, which I knew not." I'll tell you what God put in my heart this week. I wrote it down just as He gave it to me. And here it is. If we truly knew all that God was doing in our lives, it would be more amazing than we could comprehend. If we really could see why God is working as He is, what He's up to, it would be more amazing than we could grasp. I wish I knew why Holly is having cancer for these 5 or 6 years. I wish I had answers of why that Kevin now is facing cancer and sickness. I wish I knew why people are hurting like Henry, Chad, others that are dealing with issues in life. I wish I had the answer. I have wondered why God has allowed my voice to be as it is. I have wondered, I've even asked Him, God, why? Why is it as it is? And I don't have an answer. But I believe this. If I could really see it, why God was doing as He's doing, I wouldn't be able to comprehend it. Because He has a reason for His glory. That's what Job is saying. God, You do things I don't understand. I don't know why. But Job said, I've finally come to understand that God, You've got a right to do anything in my life. And God, You've got a reason for all You do in my life. But then there is the last thing. That God always has a reward. First, well, says, so the Lord blessed the latter end of Job more than his beginning. I'm going to tell you something I believe with all my heart. That in the end, when it's all said and done, God will reward greater than we could ever imagine. And I believe that Job, God blessed him with twice as much as he had. God blessed him far greater than Job could have ever imagined. God gave to him. You read the story family showed up, changed who we were, and God blessed him greatly. I will say this. Sometimes the blessings come here. But sometimes it's after we get home. Sometimes God doesn't give everything down in this life in reward. But one day, standing in His presence, He will set all accounts right. And we'll understand better by and by. I don't know why God gave me these things. Maybe it was something that I'm facing or going to face. Maybe it's because of what our church is going through now. And I want to tell you, it is not an easy lesson to learn. But how we need to learn that God has the right over our life to do what He desires. And for His glory. We have to learn the lesson that God always has a reason behind what He does. And thank God we've learned the lesson that God will always reward. Isaiah said, God's ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. They're beyond us. They're beyond us. I don't understand it. I wish I had answers. I've been pastoring for getting close to 40 years. And I've never had answers for all that I've watched God's people deal with and go through. But He's still God. He's always faithful. I texted Kevin just a little bit this morning. And I talked with him about just leaning on the Lord. And he said, God will get us through this. I believe that's on my heart. I wished it was different circumstances for Him today. But we're serving a great God. And He's able to turn it all around and do amazing things for Him, for Holly, for Henry, for others dealing with so much. We serve a great God. Awesome God. Mighty God. I am so thankful He is in control of it all. I'd make a mess out of it. But thank God He knows what He's doing. And He'll do the work at the right time. I thought as I texted Kevin, back whenever I was dealing with cancer and treatments and all of those things, their family learned a song. I had mentioned it to them one day, Kevin and Deborah. They learned the song and have sung it several times. Still blesses my heart. He and His time. Talking about Mary and Martha. I said to Kevin this morning, I said, in his time, he'll come walking through your Bethany. I don't know when. Don't know how he's going to do it, but he'll come walking through the Bethanys of our lives. Hadn't planned on sharing that. And I stuck it in my Bible, thought, well, Lord, sometime maybe you'll let me share that. And I really thought I was going to preach something else. But he said, went down to my heart when David was praying, no, that's what I want. And so I'm trying to share with you my heart. It's always my heart when I stand to give you what God gives me. David, I want you to give us a song. That's all I have. There may be a need in a heart. There may